It's Resonate TL coming to you from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia, here with the venerable Nicholas Bach. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds so great.
Official, but I don't know for which side.
Yeah, let me go ahead and I have to do it. I don't want to call you anything that's crazy.
Well,
venerable is accorded a great deal of respect, especially because of age, wisdom, or character.
Well, I'll take two of the three.
Wow.
Because you're older than me.
Great deal of respect.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're worthy of that?
I mean,
should I change that name or should I keep it?
I'll keep that one. Yeah,
the we venerable can keep that one. Nicholas Bach. It's a sexy word too.
It'll sell better than some of the other ones.
Well, we are here post Thanksgiving. It's been a great, great week here. How has Thanksgiving treated you?
It was okay.
Nicholas Bach.
Coming from a childhood divorce, it's always kind of funky. So we always
get multiple Thanksgiving and Christmases. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's scheduling all that stuff.
Yeah,
too,
it's a lot.
Because both me and my wife are from divorces, so we kind of have to
four families to go to.
Well, luckily my mother-in-law lives in Germany.
Okay,
so
you're headed out to Germany.
I'm leaving
though, right?
For Germany Monday, so I guess I do get to see
you. How many times have you been?
This will be the third time.
Okay, is this the longest time you're going?
No, we always go for 2 weeks.
Okay, is it typically around the same time of year?
No, we try not to go in the freezing cold of early December.
What's the weather going to be like there? Is it going to be cold?
It's going to be freezing. Yeah.
No, sir.
It's the Christmas market. It's like, she's like, we got to buy some clothes and stuff. So here I am looking at like heated vest, and I just decided I'm going to layer up. I'm not going to do the.
Well, you got strategy now because you've been. Right.
Well, I haven't been in the wintertime.
Last time we went was for
my wife's and mine birthday / honeymoon. We went like right at our, we took our honeymoon right as our birthdays coincided because we're only 4 days apart.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not.
Summertime was nice, but it was super dry there. They had been going through like super drought. So everything was really kind of just dry and nasty looking. So, but we got Christmas markets. That's why you go in early December.
The Christmas markets. Mm-hmm. Huh? Will you be hitting the Christmas market?
Yeah, that's the only reason we're going.
Really?
Yeah. Wife wants to go. Well, my stepmom really expressed interest, and my wife was like, "Well, I mean, if we go, we can stay at my mother's house. It's
always
cheap
good.
And,
always
know,
good.
Like, we'll have a car. You know, my dad's going to rent a car, so that'll be nice. And yeah, it'll be fun times."
Well, you did you do anything yesterday? Or because we're recording this on Friday?
Yeah, right? So this is Black Friday or Consumer Friday, because I don't like the term black being used as a negative.
Do you know what that? Do you know what the term Black Friday comes from?
Why?
Because companies, with accounting, right?
Yes, red and black. Mm-hmm. So that's the way to get.
This is the day that companies get back into the black.
So it is a positive.
It's a positive, right? So it's means
but it,
that a
but
company
it has such a negative sort of thing now.
It depends on like what side of the aisle you're not side
I'm
of
just
the
saying
aisle,
in terms
on
of
where
like,
you land as far as consumerism in general.
I mean, the thought of elbowing and moshing and
exactly.
Flat
well,
screen.
You know, it's a little bit different now. The internet, like, there's a lot of deals to be had online. Yeah.
And
now,
I think people are catching up. And like, it's not like it was right before the brick and mortar kind of thing started dying off with like the advent of like you can just be shipped to me and it's in stock and I don't have to go to a store to like hope it's there and it's I have to wait a couple of days, whatever. But it makes it a lot easier to not have to navigate that. But I mean, there's still rewards for going at, 6 p.m. on Thursday and waiting in line.
Man, I'm so
but
mad
it's
about
like,
that life.
But it's like $100, like $100, $200. So if you value in the time of, waiting there after you've, bought like two or three things, because they're not going to let you buy everything you want.
Have you ever successfully bought a doorbuster item?
I've never. So no, not really. I've done the online stuff, like just the deals, the quote unquote deals that start on
which
Wednesday.
Which is probably what I'm going to partake in.
Yeah, I mean, and then Cyber Monday is a thing.
And see.
But my family always does the thing of we're going to draw names and we do the Secret Santa. So we just do like $150 limit and draw names. So that way we only ever have to buy one person a gift, but it's a super awesome gift.
Right, absolutely.
So
what did y'all do on Thanksgiving? Y'all
well, my mother's pretty awesome because she does the breakfast.
Nice.
So instead of having to like, okay,
is that the same time?
Gonna
do y'all hit the same circuit every year at the same time?
Well, my mom sometimes we'll do like you know, she'll do like breakfast usually on the day, but other times she's like, oh, you can just, we can just do it this weekend. We'll do like a fun family get together this weekend and we'll all get together and do that. And so my mom's not really like, we've never, cause we always understood like, you know, it's kind of a big undertaking of having to go here and then here and then here and then here all on the same day. And my dad has kind of like gotten the same way too, where he's just like, I mean, I'm about to spend 2 weeks in Europe with my dad. So he was just like, yeah, I don't really care about Thanksgiving. It's my wife.
So your dad's going with you to Germany.
Yeah, he's going. Him and my stepmom are going.
Okay. So is that usual or is this the first
time? No, this is the first time. She wanted to go to the Christmas market. So my dad's like, okay, we're going to go to the Christmas market.
What does a ticket to Germany cost?
I mean, I pay with miles, friend. I forgot
Nick has joined the sophisticated society. Like, yeah. Nick, you're actually an upstanding citizen. Yeah. That's crazy. I know. I can't wrap my brains around it. You know,
I'm about to pay my credit card off. I pay my credit card off every month.
Yeah, me too. I do that. Is that the way that works? Your trash. I think you should, you know?
Yeah.
I think you should. I mean, me personally, I'm risk averse when it comes to credit situations. So right. I'm always just going to pay it off.
Right.
As soon as I see the balance, the only thing that's keeping me from paying it off is just seeing the actual balance. Yeah, as soon as it shows
like,
up.
Yeah. As soon as like done.
It's out of here, you know?
Well, I always, since I'm on a family plan with my cell phone, mm-hmm. under my mother's gaze.
Your mom paying your cell phone bill?
No, that's what I want to tell us. I'm bringing this up because I'm about to upgrade. I've always paid for my own phone bill. Oh, I mean, there was probably times when I was like, hey, you know, like she'd be like, here, your birthday this year is I'm paying your phone bill. Like, and it was only ever like, my phone bill is not that expensive because of the way our family plan works. Either way, I'm not going to go into the specifics of it.
Right.
But the way I've always kind of handled it is like, here's a, you know, sending money month, every month, every month. So this year I told my mom, I'm like, January 1st, you're going to get a check for me. If you divide that number up by 12, that's going to be how much money I owe you per month for the phone. Don't bother me about it.
I wish more. Yearly, yeah, I'm just going to do plan. My yearly. We talked about this before on another episode. Yeah. You really hunker down on this year situation, this paying your bills by year annually.
Get it out of the way so I know how much money I'm worth at the end of the day. So.
Well, I've already kind of resigned myself to the fact that I'm going to pay my daughter's phone bill for the rest of my life.
Oh, for the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life, I'm paying her phone bill.
As a teenage girl.
It just is what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I've already kind of...
Did she get that job?
Yeah, she's been working. She just works some like random host job, but she's like a sophomore now in college, so who knows? She's probably going to biology or so. She wanted to do marine biology initially.
Yeah.
She probably do biology because it's a little bit broader degree. She can do more things with that. So looking to get into that, maybe by the time she becomes a scientist, I will not be paying her phone bill. We'll see what happens. I mean, you never know.
We'll see.
So, we went to Vegas here and we're going to get into our episode here. This is a quick worth it or not. We've done a couple of these already. We're going to do one here on Vegas since I just got back from there.
And I got married there last year.
Where'd you get married? Did you go to the Whitechapel?
It was a really cool service that actually came to you.
Did it come to your hotel? What hotel did you stay in?
Stayed in, what was it called? I don't remember. It was one of the Marriott's like right there on the corner of the.
Do you know what it was around? Like what hotels it was?
Oh, yeah. It was around the Planet Hollywood. It was outside the. Okay. So when you're walking around the Miracle Mile, did you ever walk? Did you see the like 3D, like get your action figure printed here? Ever like it's like a big dome room with like a bunch of cameras in
get
the
your
room.
Action figure printed.
Like you've seen my little like, you know what, Nick? Statue.
I'm very frustrated here.
Why?
You know, let's take a time out here.
Okay.
I called you venerable at the very beginning of this episode.
Yeah.
You let me go to Vegas and didn't tell me about this action figure situation.
I mean,
what do you mean? What are you doing?
I
should have came back.
You've been to my house.
I didn't know where you got it made at.
It's Vegas at my wedding. It's us in our wedding clothes.
I have a picture of it.
And you have a picture of it. Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I could have had an action figure back from Vegas.
I mean, it was $400.
No, I would not have had an action figure.
Yeah. They had a small, medium, and large.
So what does the small go for?
The small was like 2 and the medium was like 3 and then the big was like 375.
Might have happened.
But the 2 they said about like the smallest one, I think it was like a 7 inch or so. I think we had this evidence. I think it was like a 5 inch. They said the detail isn't as great.
Okay.
And this is my wedding.
I feel a little bit better.
And this is my wedding.
I know, better about it.
It's okay. Not like you go in and get an articulate. It's just a statue.
You guys got married
and
then walked to the Miracle Mile, or where did you?
Well, no, that's what I was saying. If you saw that little like dome, like the get your statue printed here. If you saw that, we stayed like right at the hotel, like right. That was right outside of our hotel. We had a hotel entrance to the Miracle Mile. I don't know. You probably did too, staying at the Hollywood.
Yeah. So that means you were right on the strip.
Yeah, right on the strip. Yeah, right.
All those hotels are. So, into getting into this episode, I'm gonna go over the general trip. Then I'm gonna kind of break down the things that I did there and what I feel like was worth it when I was there. But let's start with yours, since yours was last year. And how long did you stay when you went?
I think we were there maybe 4 days, 3 nights, 5 days, 4 nights.
About the same.
Like that.
Yeah. About the same.
I mean, you don't go
there
all week.
We were there for 3 nights, 4 days.
Because you have to have time to get back. And
yeah. When you went there, what activities, did you see any shows? What did you do when you were there? I know you were there to get married.
Yeah, that was our main thing, was to go and get married. But like, I think we brought up before, my wife and me like to just walk around.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great place to do it.
Really,
man.
Awesome to do it.
Great place to walk.
So, because it's like built for walking.
Absolutely.
So we did that. I didn't gamble once.
I won some money, but we'll touch on that later.
I didn't gamble once. It was just sort of get married, hang out by the pool, walk around, you know, have awesome food.
You were at the Hilton right there, the swimming pool that's right next to the parking garage. It was like a swimming pool that's right next to the parking garage.
It's on the corner right there.
And I always had to walk past that pool to get to the garage. Okay, I know exactly where you're at now.
It's a pretty awesome pool too.
It's nice. Yeah. It's nice. It's right outside of Miracle Mile.
It's my wife's, like my wallpaper on my phone is my wife sitting at that pool.
Really? At the that's amazing. It's very nice. So you guys did a lot of walking, everything. Didn't do any gambling at all. Did you see any shows?
No.
No shows.
No. I mean, we had chances.
Have you ever been to Vegas before?
This is my first time in Vegas.
You ever been to Vegas.
And that was the thing. I just wanted to walk around and kind of look at people watch. I kind of wanted to eat really good food.
Great place. And it'll take, like, if you want to shop, walking.
I wanted to. I was planning on spending a bunch of money, but I just, at the end of it, I was just pretty much satisfied with, like, walking around, eating really good food, drinking every once in a while.
Hit
the
dispensaries?
Yeah. Yeah, we did first thing. Yeah.
Right,
that was like, it was like, where is it?
Not first thing, but same.
Well, we got in and we were like, oh, it's only a mile. Like, it's only a mile from our hotel. We can walk that, but it's a mile away from the strip.
It's I did not walk it.
And so like we get about halfway to it and I'm like,
let's go get our vehicle.
I mean, it's not hot. I mean, it's hot, but it's not like, you know, like Georgia hot. It's like real dry heat.
Yeah.
So I'm not sweating, but my wife is like very just like, I'm over this. Can we just get an Uber? So we stop off at a hotel and then we get a lift like for like the last like ride there. But it was the one we went to. I don't know if you went to, it's called the Grove.
No, you should have went to Planet 13.
I know. I should have gone to a lot of different ones, but the way it worked out, it's like it was like a doctor's office. Like you went in and like there was like a waiting room and a bunch of like digital menus. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, guess I'm just going to stock up here. And, you know, and so I ended up just stocking up on a bunch there and just keeping it for the trip. That's what I usually end up doing, is like if I go to like Amsterdam or something like that, I'll stock up.
You just get like like grams, half gram,
ounces, and then like usually
like
when you start doing that, they're just like, oh, you want some pre-rolled this, you want a cookie for this much, and then you just end up getting kind of a lot of different
potpourri.
Yeah, kind of a grab bag stuff.
Let me wrap this up though. Okay, so you were there for 4 days. What point did you get married? Was it towards the end of your trip or the beginning of the trip?
It was like right in the middle. Like we had a couple of days there and then we got married and then we had like a really awesome dinner and then maybe 1 or 2 days left and then home.
So. Well, our Vegas trip was way more Vegas, like I would say, like we did stereotypical Vegas stuff when we went there.
Stayed up way too late, drank out of incredibly large plastic.
All of the above. We never got to the plastic drink.
You know what I'm talking about, though? The one you have to have the necklace for. Yeah. The bone, as they call
it.
There's just like one company that makes that.
You know, well, there's now just a couple because Cabo Wabo was doing them and Fat Tuesday was doing them out there. They were both making those drinks. We were, I'm trying to think, we flew in. We were there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So we were there 4 days, 3 nights. We got there Sunday around like noonish or so, Vegas time.
Oh, so you still had like
but you still had all of Sunday,
but you were tired.
Not necessarily because of the hours that I tend to keep. Like the 3 hours doesn't affect me because I'm up late it is, you know, so it didn't really affect me a ton.
You started like, why am I tired so early?
Right. You know? So we did get there. We did end up cut through. We got like the rental car and all that stuff.
Cause see, we didn't rent a car.
We got a rental and everything.
We didn't rent a car. We just lifted everywhere. We did go to Fremont. Did you go to Fremont Street?
Absolutely. Have to.
Did you go at night?
Mm-hmm. Have to.
See, I didn't go at night. We went during the day and I was like, but to be fair, when I went during the day, they had a concert there. They had
they'd have concerts all
day. A bunch of different. Yeah. They had a bunch, but it was like half of it was under construction. Mm. So that's why I was, because we were going to stay like and like wait for dark and kind of like hang out there at the old strip. And we just started walking through and it's like half of it's blocked off with like tape and like you couldn't walk around. And like the concert was like on a stage where right across from it, half of it was taped off. So there was like maybe six people at the concert because there was no one. Like it was in like a state of rebuilding, I guess, for whatever. And because it was summertime, you think it would be like the hopping place, but no, it was not. And so we ended up like going back to like the big strip because we were like, I was just like, man, it's like I could stay here for another 3 hours, but like we've kind of seen all there is to see in terms of Fremont Street and about all we can see, all they're letting us see.
For 3 hours on Fremont.
I mean, we were there for, about 2 hours. We walked up and down it, and then we found some like other kind of areas. Like I got a ashtray from the D. As you should, as everyone should. It's a funny thing to have. But yeah, and then we just ended up going back to the big strip and going and getting some crazy amount of food for nothing, you know, like food there is so cheap.
Well, they if you were to go to Vegas and wanted to do just walking around, eating and doing the type of trip that you took, there's no shortage of things to do. No. Like you can literally just walk the strip. Yeah. Like and even if you decide to walk Old Vegas Strip, which Fremont's Old Vegas.
Yeah.
If you decide to walk Old Vegas.
You went at night with all the lights. Beautiful. And yeah, it was awesome.
Oh my
right.
God,
yeah.
It was amazing.
I would have loved
it. It was amazing because we went by mistake. Cause I just like, well, we got there the first night and I was like, I want to see Old Vegas. I want to go to see where it is. And I'm looking up stuff online. I'm like, well, there's this Fremont Street thing.
And it's kind of like tucked away. Like it's not really like in it's in the cut.
It's tucked.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like gold though. Like once you get there, cause what happened was we were driving around on Sunday. This is Sunday night. I'm going to kind of go in chronological order.
Yeah.
So we get there, we land, we get a hotel room, all that stuff. Go to Fremont Sunday night, just casually, like just driving around. Cause now we're in pure tourist mode. So we're just driving around trying to see what we can see. Okay. So we get to Fremont and I'm like, well, let's just park here and walk around for a second because I don't really see much. Like let's park around. Yeah. So we parked like a block or two away in some sketchy street. Cause there was no other cars parked there.
Yeah. It's like nothing around.
There. Right. So we parked there and we walked to Fremont. And it was absolutely amazing. Yeah. Like randomly. Like randomly
you walk, amazing. You look up,
like
you
all
see
the lights,
all stuff,
Binion, a Golden Nugget, all those other places that are all lit up and everything. Yeah. It was amazing. So that is a must. Like you have to go to Fremont.
Right.
If you go to Vegas, you must go to Fremont Street. You have to go.
At night when it's not under construction.
At night, absolutely. And it's gonna be amazing out there. You can see all kinds of performers. Mm-hmm. I got my ass whipped with a whip. Out there and got a picture, got a video of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of that on the strip.
If you want me to share that with you,
you can.
Okay,
I'll watch Vegas folder. It would get dominated. Mm-hmm. It'll help you sleep
just randomly. Help you sleep better at night. You're right. It was pretty interesting. Fremont Street was definitely amazing, so that's definitely a worth it. So let's move to the next day because I think that's all we did on Sunday.
What was the fanciest meal you ate there? Did you go fancy?
Yeah, I went to this place called Flights. Meal cost me like $70. I went to a place called it's on America Mile.
I went to
it's like all that's in the trifecta. Like it's like a little three area. We went to the Salsa Cantina place. Yeah. We went to this place called Flight, and there's another place, a little sports bar, Blondie's. Yeah. We went to Blondie's. We went to all those spots because, you know, you're playing in Hollywood, you're right there. Like,
yeah, you're on in the middle of it. Yeah.
So literally just walking down stairs.
And I don't know, man. We were finding like really awesome buffets randomly. Like,
I'm not a buffet guy. So
I know. Normally I thought my wife wouldn't be, but like she was the one who was like,
enough.
Make
it worth it.
Well, me and my wife do. So we were walking by this random place and it was like this really, just really good looking buffet. My wife's like, we're coming back here. And I'm like, I mean, this is like where like the greatest food of all time is, but we can eat anywhere. She's like, no, I want the buffet. I want
to
eat a lot.
We can go to Hell's Kitchen, but we can go to the buffet.
No, and she was not, but we did. So I'm going to get your reaction from this. So I think the place we ate at was called Costa La Mer.
What's it called?
For our wedding dinner.
What's it called?
Costa La Mer.
Okay.
And it was a 5-course chef's tasting dinner for two.
Mm.
Or I think it was 5, maybe 7. I think it might've been 7 with like dessert and appetizers and everything. But James Beard winning chef.
Cool.
Guess how much the bill was?
How much?
Mind you, we had champagne.
You said tasting menu.
Yeah, it was
a five course
tasting menu where we get to like choose which fish we wanted. They filleted it in front of us. Yeah, well, we shared the whole meal, but it's a meal for two.
It's a meal for two
per person.
Okay.
How much do you think the final bill was?
You guys had champagne too on top of that.
Yeah.
You guys do a bottle, or you guys just do by glass?
That's our wedding, dude.
Yeah, okay. So let's see here. I'm going to say about $200. Up more, $300, $400. All right, so let's go up. let's just go up and start working our way back down.
Yeah,
let's go to $700 and work. Wait, you're still pointing up, Nick. You're really killing me here.
I know.
You are really frustrating me,
bro. About
you
an
know what? This would have to be the one where I start with venerable, where you're absolutely frustrating me the absolute
it
most.
It was about an $800 meal.
You went for $800 meal.
Yeah.
It could not have possibly been that
only,
good.
There's no way. It was, dude. It
There's
was
no way.
So
Stop
good.
It.
But
Stop it,
I'm
Nick.
Getting like a heart attack.
This is not
like,
what we do. This is not what we do, Nick.
It's my wedding and I eloped. So my parents and my in-laws were like, we don't have to pay $50,000 for a wedding.
Go get you a nice meal somewhere.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Here you go.
Well,
so,
it's different when you don't pay for it.
That's the thing. I mean, that's kind of what we were thinking. We're like, it was a wedding gift. It was we went way under what we were given for the gift.
True.
And it was just sort of like, we're never going to eat this again. Like, we're never going to be in a position or like wanting to celebrate something this important for a while.
That's a key factor, though. An $800 meal that somebody else has paid for.
Yeah. So, but still, you get the ticket and you're like, I got to sign my name on
this. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, and then you go back in your brain and you're thinking like $800 could have bought me this. And
Instead, I got some fish. And
Well, I got that friend. I got that. That was coming home.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to pay the 70 that I paid. Was like, yo, what is this type of situation? But I did get 3 mimosas. So, you know,
That's cool. The thing. When we weren't drinking, though, that was the other thing is I wasn't drinking every other day, you know, so every other hour. It wasn't like we would stop and for drinks. Like we would get like maybe a drink with dinner and maybe I'd have like a cocktail like after dinner. But it was never like a, hey, like, well, let's go get a drink here and then we'll walk around and go get a drink here. So like our expenses were like super low because like we got the hotel on points.
Mm.
And I think that's what ended up happening is she got like this weird sort of deal with them where they gave her like a weekend in Orlando or Vegas and she chose Vegas and she was like, let's just go get married in Vegas. I was like, yeah. So she was like, the trip's already paid for. We just have to get airfare. And the service came to us, like I said, so it wasn't like we had to go like rent out anywhere or anything like that. So it was like, that was pennies on the dollar compared to what we could have done, you know, in terms of like having a wedding here that we would probably still be paying for.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Weddings can get massively expensive.
Yeah.
They, Fremont Street is definitely a go. The next day we did. Now I will tell you this, and I'm going to kind of couple these together a bit here because on Monday, cause that was Sunday night. I think that's all we did on Sunday. And on Monday we did go to Planet 13 too. Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
A great dispensary, by the way.
I need to recommend Planet 13,
an amazing
dispensary. I've been wanting to just go with like a friend to Vegas. Like being with my wife would be cool, but like, I would really enjoy just like going with like my brother or like, you know, a buddy just so I could have that different experience of like, you know, just, you know, just having the different vibe of not it being a, you know, like a family ordeal. It's right. more like a, hey, we're just here to have some crazy cool fun, you know.
Well, we did the classic tour stuff and it was amazing. Now, yeah. I will tell you this is initially we didn't know if we were going to rent a car. And this is kind of all fits in together and we'll wrap this up here. I'm going to get this all wrapped up in about... I'm going to do a 10 to 15 minute rundown of our entire trip here. So we're on Monday now because Sunday we did Fremont Street, Planet 13, kind of getting the hotel and getting there and all that stuff. Okay. Now, initially we didn't know if we were going to do the rental car. We decided to opt
in. I wish I would have.
And it was incredible.
Yeah. I wish I would have done it.
It was incredible.
Just from the amount of money we were saving on everything else and like with parking there.
Best decision.
We had a parking on the strip. You know, it was like
best decision. The best decision because the amount of things we were able to see just like out traveling because we wanted to go exploring. Like we just kind of just go off the beaten path.
And I would have rented something like a convertible or something.
Go
exploring.
It's
seriously just go like real like hardcore. But we were just, we just didn't think we were going to need it because we were walking everywhere. But in hindsight, next time I go, I'm going to rent a car.
I suggest you. So that let me add
like
that,
a nice car.
That to the go too. So you should definitely rent a car if you go out there, and take the type of trip that we did. So initially, before I went out there, so I can tell everybody kind of how I planned this trip. Before I went out there, I had already bought my tickets for Copperfield on Monday, and I bought two tickets ahead of time, and I bought one ticket down there. So the tickets I bought ahead of time were Copperfield. Each one were about $200. So the tickets for Copperfield about $100 a piece. On Monday, and then I did helicopter tour tickets on Tuesday. Okay, those are the two kind of things I bought before I went out there.
And those are like the only two things, like as of now, you're like I have to do.
Yeah, because I had a friend of mine give me advice. She was like, buy your tickets for shows before you get out there, so that you can save some money. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, you know, I'll do that. And I bought those two. Now I will tell you, come fast forward to Monday. Now Monday during the daytime, we drove out to Cali to Mojave Desert. So we just had the car, and I'm like, well, I'm looking at Copperfield's not till 9:30. We got time to do some exploring here. We definitely explored a little bit of the strip on Sunday.
Yeah.
But did more old Vegas than anything, which takes up enough time. Fremont. There's enough to see on Fremont.
Yeah, there was
enough to see on Fremont.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So we were like, well, we'll walk the strip a little bit. And, which we did, we walked the strip on, what was that? It was Monday before Copperfield. So it's Monday during the daytime is when we decided to drive out to the Mojave because it was like, well, we can drive out. I'm looking at all the little national parks and places I can go and stuff like that.
Just stuff within driving distance to where
I
was like,
because I'm like, well, you know, I'm closer to Cali now than I am in Atlanta. You know what I mean? So if I'm going to go to Cali and go to one of these natural parks and just see something to see. So my whole thing was I just wanted to go out there and just smoke in the desert. Literally, it was just that. It was like, I'm going to go out.
I know I got pictures.
And just smoke in the desert.
I get a text at work as I'm sitting there freezing cold. It's like, hey, man, I'm out in the desert smoking a blunt. Then on top of that, I get a picture and I'm like,
I felt that you needed
Reggie.
I felt that you needed to know, Nick, that what was taking place at that time.
I was on a circus set.
Were you?
In the rain.
Pretty sure you were having just as much fun as I was, man. No, it was, you know.
I was definitely making more money.
It was pretty good. I was out there I was not making any money. I was out there literally just at leisure in the desert smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. So that was during the daytime.
It was nice because like, I mean, as long as you weren't like super like obvious about it, like I was able to go out and smoke joints like with like the smokers.
Well, yeah, because for one, here's the thing about Vegas. For one, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, but also
Everybody is doing it out there.
You hear a lot of the time too that it's like a policy sort of situation with the hotel. It's like if we don't want it on our property, we will ask you to leave. So my wife was like super like, you're taking a walk across the block to do this stuff. I don't know. And I'm like,
I did it in the hotel room, bro.
I wasn't going to do that because she was, I mean, I got to respect my wife when she asked me to do, because if it's my habit, I have to take the steps necessary
I went to the bath, went to the bathroom.
Yeah. And I probably could have taken steps to do that. But I mean, I didn't take any paraphernalia over. It wasn't like I was just like, you know, so
I mean, it's easier when it's all the way legal though, and everybody's doing it.
Yeah. So now, then I would take a walk to like the parking garage. And so that was like my like respite of like, okay, I'm going to go down and
do some a little bit exploring there. walking down. I mean, there's stuff to see in Vegas all over the place.
It's weird. Every nook and cranny is covered stuff to see, right? Yeah. I'm more of a fan of like Amsterdam when I go, just because there's like less of the just like come drink, come smoke, come give us all your money, come this, come that. It's more of like a observing kind of city, but mm-hmm. like. It's like with any city, though, I think if you go and you look up above everybody, like it looks great. And then you kind of look down at the surface of everything. And, you know, it's kind of I mean, I wasn't too impressed with Vegas. Yeah,
it's a city. I mean, so it's Vegas to me was as advertised in a sense. Yeah. It was what I expected. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, casually. This is the thing is about this trip. If I could sum this trip up, if you just want to listen to just one thing and just say whether it's worth it or not, then I'm going to say worth it. I'm going to say a capital worth it. Because for me personally, we did all the typical Vegas stuff. We did that. We went to Copperfield at night. Now, the thing is I didn't like about doing the Copperfield is we were in a rush for it. So one of the things I discovered was, you do want to have shows and stuff to see. But you don't necessarily have to have them. Now, seeing the show is very Vegas thing to do. Like, I did enjoy seeing Copperfield because I felt like it felt like Vegas, a Vegas thing to do when I'm out there, you know? That, and we went to, so we did that on Monday night. After Copperfield, we were super tired, got back, didn't do anything else that day. So let's go to Tuesday now. Tuesday, we decided to, during the daytime Tuesday, we decided to do, a Hoover Dam tour, which was amazing, by the way, casually. We didn't pay for it ahead of time. This is just kind of, all right, so tomorrow, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. So we're kind of just cruising, like looking at different things, tours and stuff to do. Came across Hoover Dam tour, $110 for both of us. Not crazy. They come pick you up right from Planet Hollywood, drive you out to the Hoover Dam. While they're driving you out there, they're narrating. Our tour guide's name is Melissa. She's narrating about Vegas, giving you all this crazy and great information, cool. you know, just about the city and just stuff in general, you know? So we're doing like kind of like a Vegas tour. Yeah. But the thing is, the reason that that seemed like an addition was because it's a Hoover Dam tour. And she, in theory, could have not said much until we got to the Hoover Dam.
Shut up. We'll be at the dam.
And so we go to the Hoover Dam. We stopped at a random spot between there and Boulder City. We stopped in Boulder City, and there was these rams just sitting down in the park. Like we stopped at a park, and there's like rams and sheep just sitting there with everybody. Yeah, we took mad pictures.
I did see a random goat on the side of 20 the other day. Like a random goat.
How do you know that goat's random? Because how do you know that goat doesn't just live there? Are you on
an exit ramp of 20? Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's out in the elements.
Good real estate, it's outside. I guess. It's
you know what I mean?
Constant, tall grass.
Like, their habitat is being taken over anyway.
So what, Boulder City was tight? Like, what was there?
Boulder City, what, the goats and the you don't see rams sitting in parks every
day. Yeah, I understand. You know what I mean? Was there a reason that you stopped there?
Yeah, because it was there. It's the overlook of Lake Mead, and the scenery is freaking amazing.
So it's like a stop on the tour. It's like a normal. Like a stop. I thought y'all just were like, oh, we saw rams, so we all pulled the bus over to get selfies.
She was a very good tour guide. Yeah. She knew these rams every now and then would come down from the mountain or whatnot and just graze. So they were coming down from the mountain and play roulette every now and then.
They're really good at it.
So we stopped there just because of that. She knew they were going to be there. Went to the Hoover Dam that day. That day was amazing also. So we come back from the Hoover Dam. This is our second day, actually third day there, because we got there Sunday during the daytime. Monday we did Copperfield. And Tuesday during the daytime is when we did the Hoover Dam tour, which was amazing. I would definitely recommend that. Went to the Hoover Dam, learned a lot of good information, came back from there, went straight to our helicopter tour after that. So we were kind of constantly on the move, you know what I mean? Because we were kind of going to this thing, they were going to this thing, they were going to that thing. Helicopter tour was about the same price as Copperfield, about $200. It was incredibly quick. Helicopter tour lasted only like 15-20 minutes.
Really?
Absolutely worth it. Absolutely worth
just
it.
Just a marvel.
Worth it once.
Yeah.
Worth it once. So a worth it with a caveat. A worth it once. Once you've done it, I can't say that it's worth it again. You know what I mean? But once you hit the strip and you kind of, cause when they take you up in the helicopter and you put these headphones on, kind of like how we have the headphones on now. And the great thing about it though, Nick, is they take you up in the helicopter and they're spinning you around, flying you around the city, but you also have music playing in the headphones. And I cannot tell you, I don't know if they've tested this music out, but the music they have playing your headphones, like it's like instrumental music, but it's amazing.
Was it synced up really well?
It was synced up amazingly to have that music playing in your ear as you're going up. Like they start the song as you're going up. It's like a very appropriate soundtrack to that flight. So that was amazing. That ended up being randomly amazing. That was Tuesday night. We also kind of walked the strip a bit Tuesday. That's when we did most of our gambling because we left Wednesday morning. So we went to, I hit the gambling circuit. I gambled at the Venetian, the Bellagio, and Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, we got married in front of Caesar's Palace. Mm-hmm.
So that we went to all those places. Of course, you got to do the fountains in front of the Bellagio.
Well, that's the thing. It was so funny because we met them at one of the gazebo or one of the like structures at the Caesar's Palace. You know, one of those like weird like offshoot like covered gazebo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Archways.
A ton of pictures of those.
So we were there and like we meet them there and like we were at the Bellagio. There's like a show going on. But there's like so many people because we were going to get married in front of the fountains. Like that's what we wanted. We were like,
oh, difficult.
And we were looking at it and it's just a bunch of like tourists just standing there, like taking really crappy photos.
You would have had no privacy there.
Yeah. So we're looking around and we're like, well, it's kind of awkward because the show's going on. So no one's really like around here. Can we just get married right here?
A much better place.
And it was funny though, because we went there earlier to take selfies and my wife's hair was doing all this crazy stuff to try to take the selfies. So she was like kind of stressing over it. And it was just like, we were taking like selfie. And I was getting kind of like not going to work out. Not want to get this photo.
Move on past the selfie.
And she ended up getting like this really funny photo of her bending over to pick up her phone because she dropped it. And then she's like looking down at her phone. Her hair like curls right into her face. And it's like this beautiful photo of her looking up at the archway. It's like perfectly centered. It's been her Facebook profile picture for like, I don't know, since we probably went to Vegas. So a couple years. And so she was just sort of funny that like that spot right there was just sort of special because it was, you know, like she spent all this time stressing out about all this thing there and it was ended up something beautiful came from it as well as like us getting married there. So, but then the company that we got married with took us all around.
They should. Yeah.
So they took us and we got pictures in front of the Venetian. Mm-hmm. We went to the sign. Mm-hmm. We got some really good photos of the sign.
Got to go to the
Vegas
sign.
Getting married, it was great because like the guys doing the wedding and like kind of crowds start dispersing from like the, whatever, like the show at the fountains, mm-hmm. and no one bothered us. Like everyone kind of saw what was going on and
people
just
are in their own
like,
zone.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got someplace to be.
Well, I was worried some kid was going to come running through or something like that. Or
a lot of activity. It's funny because you will have no shortage of activity going on around you, but people are kind of to themselves. They're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And everybody's taking pictures.
So.
And everybody's taking selfies
There's not like a huge sort of contention of loud, boisterous people there.
Like absolutely not. You'll hear it, but it won't be in your, it'll be like in some other group down the strip or something like that.
You can avoid it real easily.
Did you guys go to the fountains? Did you guys watch
the show? Yeah, we ended up walking by the fountains a couple times while the show was going on.
Did you ever watch the show?
Yeah, we watched the show because we would walk around because, you know, they had that like just like trail, it seems like all the way through
all of the hotels. Well, you got to walk
around
on the right side of the strip and you got to walk on the left side of the strip.
So that's what we would walk all the way down on one side and then kind of go underground because they have all the Miracle Mile stuff go under the strip.
You get to where the gondolas were and the Venetian and all that stuff.
Yeah, but the sign was really cool, but the sign was not as big as I thought it was going to be.
It's a smaller sign than what you would think. Sign. I think a lot of people take pictures that like I took them. Like I took my picture with the sign centered, so it definitely looks larger in my picture than what the sign actually is. And I like how they have parking for the sign. Like it's the only sign you'll ever go where there's like parking.
Yeah, there was adequate parking, and then like it was really cool because like people were lined up, but then they saw me and my wife. Like, and my wife's beautiful, so everyone just sort of like parted ways. It was weird, like the line like split and like they let us
wedding dress.
We'd just been married, so
there's a lot of people that are walking around in my wedding dresses
Like it was funny though, but it was like it was kind of really respectful that everyone was just sort of like, oh, I'll take my tourists kind of later, they're getting married today, let me get there.
You get a lot of that. I think that one of the things that makes Vegas great is that it's so many tourists there that people have tourist etiquette is what I call it. It's tourist etiquette. Yeah. Tourist etiquette is, well, you do your thing and you move along.
To be fair, like I think tourist etiquette should include like public wardrobe.
What do you mean?
You know, like, I mean, I saw a lot of people in pajamas there.
That's too, like, but you know, you're right on the strip. These hotels are right on the strip.
I get it, but like when it's like an entire family just like look like they rolled out of bed and they're all in like flip flops and it's like 3 o'clock.
How do you control that though? I mean, that's their business. They can wear whatever they want to wear.
It's more like when you say tourist etiquette, that's what I think of like, if you're going to be in public,
be that's in like just general public dressing just etiquette. Being, like, that's not even tourist. Like you probably shouldn't wear pajamas but outside even your still, house
if
anywhere.
If you're in a place like Vegas, not to say you have to get gussied up, but like, you know, maybe change your clothes before you walk out of the hotel from what you slept in. You know, like that was my only gripe about the whole thing. It was just sort of like, I'm not a fashionista by any stretch of the imagination.
Don't
like,
sell your short there, Nick.
Well, I mean, I wear beautiful t-shirts. Adequate clothing for the situation. But if I'm at dinner and I look over and I'm like at a nice restaurant, I look over and it's a whole family full of like, you know, just like schlubby kids and families. It's just, I get it. Like it's families are hard, but like you're going to a nice restaurant. What time it is. Like, I just that was my that was my only gripe was just sort there. Of like if you're gonna go out like don't dress like you're you know in your pajamas. That's my only thing. Like even if you're just jeans and a t-shirt, I can accept. You know what I'm saying? At least you took the effort to tie your shoes instead of just like, well, my flip flops are right by my bed. Slup slup. Time to go eat. Mm. You know, I just that was the one thing I was just sort of like turned off by. But
really,
it wasn't even Vegas's fault. It wasn't even Vegas's fault. It's just sort of like the tourism anywhere you go is always going to be
exactly.
Like,
exactly. It's always because people, when they go on vacation, you're like me, you never know.
Exactly. You're like me though. When you like, I'm not going to do the touristy stuff the entire time. You know?
I need to get off the beaten path. I got to get off the beaten path and explore.
That's what I was hoping a little bit more of in Vegas, but it's, mm-hmm. there's opportunities for it. The way we went is you have to drive. You have to. So if you're going to get off the beaten path, we were constantly on the beaten path.
Because it lends itself to that. Which, for better or worse, it was a beautiful path.
I would have liked to have gone and checked out some of the other parts of like, you know, like the deserts and stuff like that. Cause amazing. Like we had a great view, our view, I could see the rolling, you know, hills in the desert and stuff.
It was amazing driving out there, bro. It was amazing driving out there to wake up
and look at that every day. But mm-hmm. you know, just, we had an itinerary of things we had to get done.
And you, to be fair, you can fill your whole trip with that. Like you can fill your whole trip with it. Like if we had decided to go out there and just go to casinos, our whole trip would have been filled just doing just that. So all of that stuff I want to say was worth it for me. The Bellagio fountains, you have to see. We didn't get to the gondolas. I feel like that was a bit overpriced. It was $150 and I was like, I don't know. It was for something indoor, else that we had to
or was
add
it outside
to
of the,
it was outside. Outside. Like, it went
they
around.
Had the ones on the, they had it the ones nice. On the Miracle Mile you could have done mm-hmm. for probably cheaper.
I was just like, we were, had no shortage of things to do at a certain point. We're kind of patching up pockets of time.
Yeah.
Actually ended up going to the mob museum at the end. I'm very much into like mafia type stuff. And you know, mafia pretty much built Vegas. Yeah. So I'm very much into that stuff. We went to the old, and the mob museum is located in the old courthouse that used to be like the old courthouse
where they all used to go not tell on each other.
Prosecuting the mob. And also, which is also with the courthouse located near Fremont. They're all located in the same area. So we went to Binion's there. I gambled at Binion's, won some money there. I lost money at the Bellagio. No, the Venetian I won. Lost at Bellagio.
What did you end with?
I ended with...
Were you in the black to bring it around?
Double, because I only played $15. I won $20.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kept it very conservative because I'm the kind of person I am. I want all my money at blackjack.
I mean, that's the thing. You can win.
Left
you
the table.
Can. You can.
I just left.
You can win change at blackjack. Mm-hmm. But the only way you're ever going to win real money in Vegas is hold'em poker.
Well, you can play it. Like, it depends on how much you play. Like,
yeah, but
you
that's
can,
the thing. Like, how far if you're up wanting you to go, like, change your life, you're not going to do it at blackjack and roulette and craps. Well,
you can do it there. You can do it. You just got to be there.
But the problem is
you just got to be there. There's a lot of people making a living on blackjack out there, Nick. Making a whole
a
living on
blackjack,
it. You can make it. I could see. I saw how quickly you can make it. Yeah. Because absolutely.
I just always heard because the house always wins, and because of Texas Hold'em or just any sort of poker, you're not playing with the house's money. You're not winning house's money. You're winning other people's money.
You are definitely winning other people's money. They're not
making any money off of you. Whereas like blackjack, it's so fast, and like roulette is so fast, and you know, craps is so fast that like you're just throwing money on the table. Like, and they bank on the fact of like, oh, well, we're going to get average out. We're going to get them in the end. Average.
Okay.
Cause like, they're not like you, like the guy who's just like, I'm going to go play $15. I made 20. Boom. I'm out. Like you're not their guy. Mm. The guy they're going after is the guy who's been sitting there for 15 years.
Yeah. So what you can do, what I would say to that is that there's definitely strategies. Poker lends itself to more strategy because there's a lot more strategy to be had.
Yeah. I'm just saying you can scam other people in poker, but you're never going to scam the house.
You won't. What I would say though, what I do feel like is a winning strategy. Blackjack was a winning strategy for me because you can, once you start doubling your money, it's going to be up to you what percentage you decide to re-risk. Yeah. Now I feel like there's always a winning strategy because you got to think about it. I sat there and I did come away in the black, but I came away black in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
In like 5 minutes. So if I
did, you have the urge to go back though?
Not necessarily because I didn't go on a gambling trip. I went on a trip where I always had some place to be.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I couldn't necessarily like fill sit
your
there
time,
all night.
Fill your time up, is, right? I couldn't sit there all night.
I just wanted to do a classic Vegas trip, which I had to go to the casino because it's just Vegas. I had to do it. But at the same time, I'm a percentage guy. Like once if I win and I, let's say 15, then I'm going to risk another 5 or 10. I'm always putting away a percentage. So I'm always going to stay ahead.
I mean, I had set aside $500 to gamble
quick.
With. Yeah. I had set aside like $500 to kind of like, if I wanted to gamble, and that's what I kept seeing. It was just sort of like,
dude, you'll lose it quick.
I'm walking through like, I would not be good at any of this because I'm just not that guy, you know.
Blackjack because Blackjack has more strategy than like slots. I always felt like the slots were, I didn't know if they were rigged or not. You know what I mean?
Well, they're all video now. How can they not be rigged?
Exactly.
It's like, I understand. I understand. Yeah, there's a lot of trust in that. And I understand they're like those machines are under a very rigid, like regulatory board.
They are. But still.
Video.
Still.
Computer programming. It's not, it's like the odds are still the odds, but the odds can still be manipulated.
Tremendously, you know? Right? Because they're not exactly the same odds anymore.
Yeah, like, they're going to have to give a winner every so often to give hope, but they're not going to have to give a winner as much as you would want them to.
Playing blackjack, I felt like I could have more of the game
in
my hands.
You can make quick money at blackjack.
Because my strategy was I know how to play the game.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can play the game. I know when to hold, I know when to stay, you know what I mean? Or when I need to hit. So it's like, you have different strategies. Go in with your strategy, stick to a game plan, and you can make money. If you sat there for any extended period of time and you played responsibly, you can make some money.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is those games to me, whether it's roulette, to me, I would separate it. Any game that you play at a table versus a game you play at a machine.
Yeah.
If you play roulette, you play blackjack, you play poker, and you actually sit down at a table to play, those can be high dollar games. Yeah. You can make some money at high dollar tables. You can sit there and make money. If you are at a machine, you're playing penny slots, 25-cent games, and stuff like that.
All day. They're allowing you to smoke cigarettes needlessly.
It was kind of depressing in some of those casinos, again, too, by the way.
Did you see the Asian people just sitting there? Like, there's a very large Asian population just smoking and gambling.
In general, if you go to Cali, we're talking about this too because, you know, my girlfriend's Korean. So we were talking about this in general. We were out in Cali and there's like a large Asian population in Cali in general. So we're definitely in there. And the casino that we were at, we didn't even gamble at Planet Hollywood because it was kind of sleaze casino. Because you see it here too in Atlanta when they have these little slot machines in these gas stations where somebody's back in the back chain smoking.
Planet Hollywood and it was just sort of like depressing. This is depressing. Have you noticed they don't standpoint. Have any windows or clocks in a casino?
Why?
So that you never know how long you've been in there.
You never have to see the sunlight. You never have to walk outside.
You don't know when it's light, when it's dark. You don't know what time it is. I mean, go back and look. I mean, think about it. Did you ever see a big clock or any sort of like...
I mean,
everything's closed off. And then on top of that, everything's like really warmly lit. It doesn't make you want to leave. Like, it's a very... Like, running a casino, you're banking on a lot of stimulus.
My favorite casino actually was, I want to say, probably the Venetian or Bellagio. Like, go to those places like that. Marble floors make you feel a little bit classier than these other carpeted, rundown casinos.
So the Asian population in Cali is what you were talking about.
Yeah, it's just larger in general. So you're going to see more Asians in general once you get towards the West Coast in general.
But it's true, but it was one of those deals where like it was apparent to the point of like I would go from one hotel to another and it was like the constant. Like I would see like other people in there.
Did you watch the, I was talking to my girl about this when we were there, because I was like, you notice that in Planet Hollywood, when you go to their local cable channels, there's 5 or 10 that are Chinese channels, yeah. like just Chinese channels. Yeah. So I was like, there must be a heavy, Chinese tourist population yeah. here for them to warrant having this many channels. You know,
that's kind of what I'm thinking too. Cause it like, I don't know. I just don't know culturally how they plan. I mean, how they gamble over there. If it is, cause I know like, games are a big thing, like street games are a big thing, mm-hmm. but I'm not in that world. So,
I mean, it was pretty amazing. I would definitely recommend gambling, but I would put gambling on the lower rim of what the worth it or not. It's worth it, but it's a low worth it. Like, you
I mean,
know,
it's all about why you're going, but I think
it shouldn't be the reason
you go. It
shouldn't
be the reason you go.
In my opinion, it just should be something that you should definitely do out there. So I will wrap that up to say that, because I think that's the last thing we did. We did the Mob Museum. We did all the tourist stuff. And what I would say at the end of the day was that it was definitely worth it. I would say you should definitely do some shows out there. You should definitely go to casinos. You should definitely go to Fremont. And in my opinion, you should definitely rent a car if you're like me or Nick, who you like to get off the beaten path. You don't. It's not a must have by any stretch of the imagination, because a lot of places will pick you up. A lot of tours will pick you up right from your hotels.
Lyft and Uber are excellent.
Yeah, they'll pick you up. Excellent. So you won't necessarily have to have that. But if you want to explore off the beaten path, anything, yeah. you don't.
So to end it, what was your favorite?
At the end of the day, I would probably say the stuff that we did do off the beaten path, like going to the Mojave Desert, was amazing.
Yeah, that was
Fremont Street, definite if you're a mafia Vegas nerd mm-hmm. like I am, in like the old Vegas and stuff, like, you know, Bugsy Siegel stuff, like yeah. you know, you'll get to see a lot of those spots. So all that right, was now, probably
what
was, amazing.
What was the worst?
The worst is probably Planet Hollywood Casino.
Yeah.
Depressing.
Yeah. I thought the casino scene was the worst too. Just the scene wasn't necessarily like the ambiance or like the decoration. Though, like, it was just the vibe in there. Just like,
I saw a lot of, like I said, not necessarily just Asian. I saw a lot of different cultures out down there, but the same thing I saw, though, a lot of chain smokers, a lot of kind of people just being down there, looking like they've been here all day.
Yeah. And that was like, I was like, and
there's like, no way you're visiting.
The filtration system in those, the air filtration in those are not great. That great. So
not ideal.
Yeah, it was so what you, it was.
I would definitely recommend that if you are going to do gambling, definitely go to places, bigger places like Venetian or the Bellagio, where they're like just a little bit bigger. When you don't feel like you're crammed into Hollywood. One. Mm-hmm. The stay at the Planet Hollywood wasn't bad at all. Like, the stay in the hotel room was nice, amazing. Of course, it's right on the strip. So the view on the strip, of course, is amazing. We were on the 30th floor, so we got amazing views. That was all great. Where you stay at is not going to matter a ton out there, because you're probably not going to be spending a lot of time in your hotel room anyway. And they all tend to be on the strip or located kind of near the strip.
Yeah, you don't stay at like 2-star hotels.
Don't stay at a bunch
of them.
Bro.
Yeah, they're not. There's a bunch of them out there. Just
a ton. I would definitely say that I don't recommend it, because it's not the Vegas experience. If you're going
to
go out there.
We did have to do like this high pressure sales thing, but I'll talk about that another time.
I would say don't go out there and stay at a place like a Travelodge, because a lot of times if you have to, let's say you're not going out there for vacation, you're just going out there because you need to actually go to Las Vegas to get there, then there's nothing wrong with that. If you're going out there for vacation,
if you don't want to stay on the strip, you don't have to stay on the strip. There's plenty of hotels.
There's plenty
on the strip,
to stay at. I just feel like you should.
You should stay on the strip.
If you're doing it for a vacation status and you want the Vegas with the stereotypical Vegas experiences, stay on the strip. And you will get this. Like my Vegas trip was stereotypical tourist Vegas trip. Amazing. I would definitely say worth it. And we'll end that here, because we've already gone over a little bit. This is Regin ATL with the venerable Nicholas Bott.
Vegasly venerable.